gosh, we're back on Mortgage Mom Radio, and there's somebody on the phone right now, right?
That's right. Actually, I called up Danielle Whitney with Team Whitney. Danielle, what do you guys call yourself these days?
Team Whitney.
Team Whitney, and you are with Keller Williams out of LA Harbor, correct?
Correct.
And I absolutely, we've worked together now for how many years have we worked together, Danielle? At least 10.
At least. Too many to count.
It's been a long time. But I actually wanted to get you on the phone because I love what you're doing. You sent me out an invitation, and it really is going to kind of sort of feed into the workshop that I'm doing with LA County Assessor Jeffrey Prang. I had mentioned on a show last week that he sent me an email, and it had an actual document on there, and it said, it really caught my eye. It said that there is $30 million in property tax savings that Los Angeles County owners have walked away from. They have not filed for. And then I saw your invitation to your, you know, to your kind of get together workshop sort of thing. And I thought, you know what, this is really important, I think, for my listeners to hear. So can you talk to us a little bit about those pieces, what you're doing, and maybe about those taxes a little bit?
Yeah, so what we're doing, the event's titled Real Estate News and Brews, brews as in beer. So we're having it at a local brewery in San Pedro.
And I'm in.
Yeah, I know, right?
Everybody out there listening, you're in.
So we're going to do like a happy hour. Each guest is going to get two complimentary beers from the local brewery to try. And we have a selection of our affiliates coming. One of them, we are going to have our rep, Tom Hindman from State Farm, come out. And he will be there to review any homeowners insurance policies that people have, just to make sure that the coverage that they have on their current property is enough. A lot of people don't have adequate coverage on their properties in case of a disaster. We just had those Malibu fires. So our team thinks this is something of utmost importance.
It's very important. And we've actually talked about that after all of the different disasters that we've had. I mean, we've had the fires where people's homes have burnt down and they did not have the adequate coverage, like you said, to rebuild. They have replacement coverage, but replacement coverage of what? You know, I mean, my home was built in the 80s. There's a lot of homes built in the 50s, 60s. So they're insuring to be able to rebuild what they currently have, not rebuild to today's standards. And, you know, everybody wants granite and they want, you know, all those new things.
Right.
So, no, I think that that is absolutely fantastic because I think that the majority of the homeowners out there are undercovered.
Right. And regardless if your policy is with State Farm or not, he would be more than happy to review it and make sure each homeowner has enough coverage on any or all of their properties. And then he's also going to talk a little bit about life insurance policies because those have changed a lot in the last few years. For example, a 35-year-old male can get a $500,000 policy for 30 years for $78 and 74 cents per month.
Wow.
So he's going to talk a lot about that too, and helping people secure their families financially in case something happens.
Yeah. Financial wellness. I think that that's amazing. I love that you're doing this. Okay.
I mean, for 78 bucks a month, I mean, that's one dinner out,
Time of saying no to the sushi bar for you and your wife.
Exactly.
And that's without sake.
for my husband and I, that's only half of a time.
Right. Exactly. Okay. All right. No, I love that. And that's why when I saw this invitation, I thought, you know what, this is so valuable. And I've worked with you for so long and I know your team. I know what you guys do. I have the utmost faith, respect for what you guys do. And this is something that, you know, that's why I reached out to you and said, hey, can we invite my listeners? Can anybody that is listening today, can they come out to this event and take advantage of what you guys are offering? So I love that you guys are doing this. So talk a little bit, you know, obviously I'm going to be there. Mortgage Mom's going to be there.
And we have you talking about, you know, refinancing or financing to invest in additional real estate. So a lot of people have substantial equity in properties that can potentially be pulled out to expand their wealth and purchase additional real estate investment properties.
Yeah, I'm happy to do that. I do a lot of work on first-time home buyers buying your first home, and we don't really spend enough time for investors or, you know, future investments. So I'm excited to be able to do that and to be there. And of course, everybody listening can come out and meet me and take pictures with Danielle. Okay, so now get to the big stuff because the property taxes, I think, is huge.
So then we have our title rep, Ronna Luna from Fidelity, coming out, and she's going to talk about a couple things. The first ones are Prop 60 and 90. So that's basically transferring your base year value of your current property, your personal residence, to another purchase. Prop 60 is within the same county, and now Prop 90 allows for transfers, you know, between counties as long as they are on the list for California.
Amazing.
Yeah, amazing.
That's fantastic when you are retiring and you're selling your home and you're going to move. Maybe you're going to move to Palm Springs. You're in Los Angeles now. You know, a lot of people have been doing that. And you would be able to, as long as Palm Springs is, you know, on that list for their county, for Riverside is on that list of inter transfers, which I believe that it is.
Riverside is.
Yeah, and I believe San Bernardino is as well.
Yes, San Bernardino is as well, San Diego, Los Angeles, Orange County. So it's really good, especially for people that want to move from like Los Angeles to Orange County. We can do that now under Prop 90.
Nice. Okay. And then, talk about how we save some money on taxes.
Yes. And then Ronna is also going to talk about the homeowner's property tax exemption. So there's so many people that have not filed for their personal residence for this exemption, and that saves people money on their taxes. And you had a statistic, right? It was how much did the tax assessor say?
The tax assessor said that it was $30 million was left on the table from just Los Angeles County. So mind you, this is Los Angeles County tax assessor Jeffrey Prang, and he'll be on the show next week with me. But he said that there was $30 million in money that was left on the table that was not filed for in savings.
Yeah, that's crazy. And then the last thing she's going to talk about is your vesting of your property. So a lot of people have trusts established and they don't have their properties in the trust yet, or they think they've transferred their properties into their trust and it wasn't done properly. So we can pull the vesting up for your current property and your grant, a copy of your grant deed, and make sure that, you know, everything regarding your properties is vested correctly, so that it, once you pass, it can be passed along properly to the heirs.
That is awesome. Okay. So where is this happening? What city is it going to be in?
So this is in San Pedro.
Okay, perfect. And, if you guys want to know where it's at, what day is it?
It's on March 31st, and it's going to be from 2 to 5 p.m.
Okay. So everybody out there listening, if you guys want to come out and take advantage of this, learn a little bit, find out about your property taxes, double check that your homeowner's insurance is adequate to, you know, rebuild your home in case of a disaster, which obviously we've had a lot of those with the Malibu fires. I mean, I was driving into the radio show one morning last year, and it was literally the entire 405 was on fire. I mean, I was like driving with the, you know, fire clouds going up the sides of the hill. You know, this is something that can happen, does happen, and will happen in California. And if you're not adequately covered, you may not be able to rebuild your home, and you could, you know, lose a lot. So your insurance agent is going to be double checking people's policies, make sure that they've got what they need. You can learn a little bit about life insurance if you'd like to. There's going to be the all of the tax tips for homeowner's exemption. Come out and check it out. Text me, text the word MOM to 474747. All you have to do in that text message that you send to me is text Team Whitney, and I will make sure that you guys get information, that Danielle gets you off an invitation to come on out that day. Danielle, what is the best? You guys have a website, right?
Yes. Our best one is teamwhitney.com. So that's TEAMWHITNEY.com.
Perfect. All right. Well, hey, I absolutely love this. One thing that we're going to do, which is going to be great, you know that I've had these ongoing workshops, just like the homebuyer workshops that you and I have done in the past. Instead of making people wait for 3 hours, sit in the seat for 3 hours, and by the time they leave, they forget where we started the day. We've actually been releasing these on YouTube, and we've been doing about 30-minute increments each time, and we're going through all of the same valuable information, but getting to spend a little bit more time on each one. Is there any tip of advice that you can give to somebody that is just getting out there, just getting started, wants to buy a house for the first time? What would you tell them?
That it's never too soon to start. Even if you think you're a year, 2 years, 3 years out, it's never too soon to start learning about what's potentially going to be the largest investment of your life, and to actually start talking to you as a lender and looking at their credit, because a lot of times clients come right before they're ready to purchase, when if we had started working with them, you know, 12 months or so before and worked on their credit, they'd be getting better interest rates. And even 0.25% on an interest rate is huge over the life of a loan. So I would say, no matter where you are in the process, if you think you ever want to make a purchase, the sooner you start, the better.
Amen, sister. I have literally been saying that for 3 years now on the radio, and that was perfect. You couldn't have said it more eloquently. I love it. All right, hey, if you guys want to get a hold of Team Whitney, I absolutely love them. Been working with them for a long time. Respect them. They're great. Text me, text the word mom to 474747. All you have to do is literally, when you respond to me with, instead of a question, all you have to say is Team Whitney. And I will have Danielle send you out an invitation and get you all of her contact information, and we'll put you guys in touch. Danielle, thank you so much. That is such a huge thing that you're doing. I will absolutely be there, and I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Thank you so much.
The Mortgage Mom.
I've learned it's never a bad time to buy.
As long as you are buying in an area or a price range or a level that you are comfortable with, the monthly output that you have to pay for your mortgage is comfortable for you. Properties always go on a cyclical cycle. Everybody knows that. I'm going to do a big circle right now. They're always on a big circle, right? We go up, we go down, we go back up again. And every single time that we go down, we always go back up further than where we stopped the time before. As interest rates go up next year, if interest rates are 6% or 6.5%, what you will be able to afford will be much less than what you could afford today at the lower interest rates. So you're going to actually get more money for the home, even if property values drop next year, because interest rates will be higher, which will in turn create a higher monthly mortgage payment for a smaller property. Call the Mortgage Mom, 844-935-3634. Let's talk, you and mom.